Good morning. We're continuing with Maseches Shavuos. We are in Perek Dal, the fourth Perek. We're up to the third Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. So, we were discussing up until now different halachas of things that can be done in the field or can't be done in the field, whether they might be actually usur, they look like they're usur, they give the appearance as if you're working on the field. Sometimes it indeed would cause the field to be usur to be used the next year. Mishnah Gimel continues, Chaychen Nirim and Agayim Mishvias. A person is allowed to rent, I guess it's probably the best word is rent, but basically it's some type of barter. He's allowed to rent a field from non-Jews that were plowed during Shavuos. Avalai Yisrael, he can't do it from Yisrael. In other words, even though the field was worked on during the seventh year, during Shemitah, nevertheless, the halacha is, you're allowed to give a certain amount of money, or rent it from the guy, be used the next year. Not only that, Mishnah says, we encourage non-Jews to work the field during Shemitah. But you cannot encourage a Jew to work the field. Now there's something very interesting over here, which is, of course, you can't encourage a Jew to work during Shemitah. We have a whole Masechta over here, which is talking about the halachas of working during Shemitah. What does it mean that you can't encourage a Jew to work on his field during Shemitah, but you can encourage a non-Jew? So encouraging a non-Jew, we understand the halachas is important to mention, because there is a discussion whether a non-Jew buys land in Eretz Yisrael, whether he has the ability to remove the level of sanctity of Kedusha from it. And that's a discussion, so we could understand the importance of mentioning that if a non-Jew owns land, then yes, you could encourage him to work the field during Shemitah. But what's the point of mentioning this about Jews? So something that I didn't mention in the previous mission, there's a number of different explanations as to what the line means that a Sada, which was improved during Shemitah, which was worked on during Shemitah, we discussed halachas of what the relevance are for the next year. But one of the understandings of the Mishnah was that historically there was a period in time when the Jewish people were not under Jewish rule, and the government imposed certain taxes on the fields that had to be collected every single year from the produce of the field. Now, if they weren't going to work the field at all, then there would have been a tremendous loss of money involved in this process because of the tax money. So Chazal allowed certain works to be done in the field to make sure that the fields would produce, like this, they're able to pay their required taxes. And that work was permitted. You were permitted to go ahead and do that work. So now, the Mishnah is saying, even though Chazal, because remember, nowadays Shemitah is only Nisr Midrash Banan. It was only at the time that there was the Beis HaMikdash that it was actually an Isra Midaraisa. So now that's Midrabanan, so Chazal lacks the rules during the period of time when they had this tax imposed on them. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying that even in a case when it's mutter for a Jew to do some work on his field during Shemitah, whatever the case was, whether it's because of the taxes or whatever else the circumstances were, nevertheless, you can't encourage him to do it. You can't be mechazik him and say, wow, it should be matzliach, it should have a good year, it should have a very healthy produce this year. Because that looks like we are disregarding the whole idea of Shemitah. In other words, sometimes we have to allow things to go by because of the circumstances, but we don't want to be excited about it, to be mechazik people about it. That's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. Avalai Yidei Yisrael, even in a case when it's mutter for a Jew to work the field, nevertheless, it should not be an attitude of chizuk, of encouragement to the Jew. Mishnah continues, v'shayel and v'shleim v'bnei dark yishalem. Again, this is also an interesting halacha, which what it's interesting that it's mentioned over here, is that you were supposed to be shayel, ask, when you go to a non-Jew to do business with him, you should ask him how he's doing, because we want to encourage peace. And again, this doesn't mean simply a case where the Gemara explains that you don't have to say this when you're doing normal business with non-Jews. Because you certainly can be shayel v'shleimam. What it means over here is, even during the times that they are celebrating their holidays, where one may think that wishing them shalom, wishing them well during that time is kind of buying into their holiday season. Nevertheless, the halacha is, you're allowed to be shalom b'shalom and ask them how they are doing. With regard to wishing them happy holidays, it's a different discussion. Mishnah Dal continues, Amedel b'zeisim, somebody who needs to remove some trees in his olive orchard, in his olive where he has his olive trees growing. Now again, this to explain what's going on here, a person has a bunch of olive trees. There's two reasons why he would want to take these trees away. Either because they're interfering with other trees, and the other trees are not able to grow well because it got too crowded. So he wants to alleviate some of the space. Like this, the olive trees which are growing can have enough space to flourish. So that's one reason why he would take it down. Another reason why he would take it down is because he wants wood. Either one of these cases are technically mutter during Shemitah. The problem is, like we've been mentioning up until now, when a person does any work in his field during Shemitah, it always gives the appearance as if he's improving the land. So what we're discussing here is when a person's mutter, when it is mutter for a person to cut down a tree in the olive orchard, the shaila is, how does he have to do this? The Mishnah says as follows, B'shami Omrim Yagoyim. Beis Hillel says, you can cut it down, but you have to leave a slight little stump on the ground. But Beis Hillel says, you can go all the way down to the ground, and there's nothing to worry about. However, Beis Hillel will agree that when you go so low, when you're clearing out such a large space of trees, for whatever the reason is, maybe because you need the wood, or because you just want the other trees around it to flourish, but when you're taking out a lot of trees, you have to make sure to leave a little stump there. So the Mishnah asks, so what is the difference between meidel and machlik? If these are terminologies, meidel means you cut down some, machlik means you clear it. What's the numbers? So the Mishnah asks, ezahu a meidel, what's considered a meidel? Echad eshtayim. One or two trees, that's considered just simply meidel, he's clearing away a little bit of space. However, a machlik, what's considered somebody who's actually clearing away a lot of space? Shleisha zebet tzadzeh. That's when you're cutting down three trees right next to each other. Mishnah says, when do Beis Hillel agree to Beis Shammai that a person can only cut down a limited amount of trees? That when a person's cutting down a bunch of trees, he has to leave a stump? That's only when he's cutting it in his own field, because people are going to say, this is your field, you're concerned for the field's longevity, you want it to be a healthy field, so you're improving the land during Shemitah. However, in someone else's field, the general assumption is that people are not volunteering to work in other people's fields, and therefore it's clear, when you're cutting down a bunch of trees inside this field, you're cutting it because you want wood for your fireplace. We'll stop here at Mishnah Hay. Have a wonderful day.